Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Very good afternoon to you. If you've just tuned in, it is Spectrum as I usher you into the evening. I think I love the idea that I get to be the one that ushers you straight into your evenings. Now, if you've just tuned in, it's Spectrum with myself, Lukom Gwedi Phuthi. Promised you earlier on that I'd be having Pastor Lebo Mashile in studio with me today. And we're talking all things beauty for ashes. Now, I think this is very clever, but we'll talk more about it. It's the start of Women's Month. And hey, he gives you beauty for ashes. Good afternoon, Pastor Lebo, and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, Ime, and good afternoon, Bamamedi. I'm honored to be here. Amen.
I'm loving it. As we start off Women's Month, you're saying, hey, Beauty for Ashes, your event is presenting, or rather, your organization is presenting an event for us. Mm-hmm. As we start off the month of August, all about women. Let me hit it where we start. Why second? What's the date today? Third? Why the third? I mean, a lot of people will wait for next week. Why? Where is it coming from?
August is the eighth month.
Okay.
It is a new beginning.
Okay.
And then the third, it's for Trinity.
So
we want the whole Trinity to be with us.
Come on now.
As we start this new month as women, uh-huh. You know, to come and cry before the Father with our issues.
Maybe let's start here, Pastor Mashile. Your company or your organization is Beautiful Ashes, and we were just having, you know, a conversation about it off air, because I'm thinking, hey, women, but maybe tell us a bit more about who you are as Beautiful Ashes. Who are you guys? Where did it all begin? Just give us a bit of a down memory lane story.
Okay, yeah, what did we begin? It began when I was 13.
What?
Yes.
So do you want to reveal your age? Let's leave it a number of years ago.
Years ago when I received Christ, mm-hmm. and I was rejected at home for receiving Christ. And when I was 16, then the Lord called me and said, Beautiful Ashes. When I was bitter and angry that, I want my family, I want this. And the Lord was saying, you're going through this not for yourself, but for what I have called you for.
Okay.
So, Beautiful Ashes says, are you rejected?
Oh, wow.
Are you abandoned? Are you disappointed? Mm. Are you betrayed? It doesn't matter who you are. Mm. So, we have all gone through our own ashes. Okay. So, like I was saying earlier, that Beautiful Ashes, that's from the womb.
All right.
You know, so
what does that even mean?
You know, as a child, when you are born, you come into this woman's womb who is saying, I was not ready for you.
All right.
I don't want you. I want to continue with school. You know, yeah. And this man has rejected me. This man said, hasungwanake.
Yeah.
And this child inside is listening and saying, so kia kokai.
So the rejection, you know, starts from there.
That's from the womb.
Okay.
You know, and already you are coming to this world and coming to this world waiting to be loved. But you know already from the womb.
Then you don't receive that.
Going out to be rejected, because you are already rejected and you can feel this rejection from the womb. So you come out, already you come out ready to defend yourself.
Yeah.
You come out angry. You come out already bitter, because you come out now as a child, you want to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And as a child, you want to be like Jephthah, who was rejected by the father and the brothers, saying, you are an illegitimate child.
Okay.
You know how asahela montlunye.
I'm so glad you're interpreting, because I'm one of those.
Yeah.
Yes. Who are you?
Who are you? So you lose your identity. And iba wena mang as a boy child, when you don't have a father, when you don't have any father who says to you, I am proud of you, my son, you can do it. You know, now you have to grow and be a rebel. You have to grow ibewena against the world.
Yeah.
Ibewena, you know what? If I don't take care of myself,
nobody else will.
You know?
Yeah.
And then Hosanere expected Lorobe a loving husband when nobody loved you.
Yeah.
No, when nobody showed you love.
I know.
And now we want this man.
I actually was sharing about this a couple of weeks ago to say, you know, I had to have a reflection in my life of my dad's failures to say, maybe let me sit down and think to myself, did he have a role model? It's no excuse. Let's get it right.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, once you've thought about that and you've given that much thought, you can actually say, I'm not excusing him, but I understand.
Yes.
I mean, he had no point of reference. So basically what you're saying to me is you are not gender specific as an organization.
No.
You're dealing with a rejected and a broken soul.
Yes.
Hmm.
To say you can do it. You can do it. So you don't have to stay in your pain and say, I was rejected. I cannot do anything with my life.
Yeah.
Like you say, Hori, you have to deal with your father's issues.
Yeah.
I think I had to deal with my father's issues, because I only understood when I was older.
Yeah.
When Mam Khulwaka saying to me, hey, you were too dark for that family.
Yeah.
So your father was saying you are not his child.
Sure.
And all of a sudden I had to look at myself.
That sense of rejection from the
and
beginning.
I was like, my goodness, You know, and that makes you to lose who you are.
Yeah.
To lose your identity.
Mm.
To start to question God, to start to question yourself, who am I?
Mm.
Where do I come from?
Yeah. So what are you here to do?
Yes.
Do you believe that you are brought to restore one's dignity and self-worth?
Amen. To say, live your purpose.
Mm.
It doesn't matter where you come from.
Yeah.
Like you say about your father, my father was an orphan.
Mm.
So, but I was expecting this perfect father,
mm.
you know, and if nobody raised him, with love.
What example did he have?
Yes, you know.
Mm.
So now we expect too much from our fathers, from our husbands, and nobody loves them. And we want them to do magic when they come to us.
Yeah.
We expect magic from the girls and we say, you are now a married woman. And this girl never had a father.
Yeah.
So now you're expecting her to know how to treat a man when she was never fathered. It was just
she probably never even saw a marriage set up, if you think about it.
You know.
Mm.
And now you're coming in as a mother-in-law and you are saying, hey, you cannot treat my son like this.
Mm.
And this girl is asking herself, now what is it that I have to do?
Yeah, sure. Very interesting. Now, Apostle Lebo, I want us to talk about what's happening tomorrow. Maybe introduce us to it. What are you doing tomorrow? And is this the first insert? What's happening tomorrow?
Okay, tomorrow it's bring your lips to the altar.
Mm.
It is a Women's Day, a women's event where we are bringing our lips to the altar.
Mm.
In Isaiah 6, Isaiah is saying, Kalifula Uzia, I have seen the Lord. You know, so many times we trust in people.
Okay.
And we believe that this man or this father or this mother will be there for me. And they disappear.
Yeah.
Not just die, but they leave. So we trust in people and they leave.
Yeah.
We have issues as women where we say, Kaneti, do you love me?
Yeah.
And then I'm sure every day we are saying to the man who says, I love you. And then we say, Kaneti, brother Mo, do you love me?
We doubt that love.
Do you truly love me?
Mm.
So, and they don't understand why do we ask that question every time. Hore, but you know that I love you. But I want to know, do you love me? Because everybody that I have loved left.
Has left.
You know? Mm. So, and when they leave, because there is this need inside.
Mm.
There is this need. Spiritually, we become empty when people leave. You know, because people who leave are people that we love.
Okay.
People that we trust in.
Hmm.
people that we think, oh, this one will never disappoint me.
Yeah.
You know, this one said he loves me. Whatever king ha robali bi siwu.
Yeah.
And hasa robali, that means kanete, I'm the only one.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden this man takes you to the altar and says, I do.
Mm.
And after saying I do, he leaves.
Then
he
what?
Leaves.
Mm.
And then you ask yourself, why I can say a woman kaba misses? And then there he is, he leaves.
Mm.
So how can he leave my life
yeah.
when kitsepile yena? How can this woman leave after giving birth to me and see a haye kibitswe a bastard?
Yeah.
Why? Why did you leave?
Yeah.
Why did you bring me here?
Yeah.
When I trusted you, when I wanted you to be there, or when I saw you loving me, and then all of a sudden you die
yeah.
and you leave, and now I am called a widow.
Mm.
So sure. now, after leaving, obana ikareng modimo hayo, after leaving, hosala an emptiness inside. And when there's a need, we find ourselves going to places we are not supposed to go to.
Mm.
We find ourselves doing things that we are not supposed to go. Hobane really broken inside. So when we are disappointed, when we are broken, when we shwadin totare di ratang inside of us, we find ourselves going to places.
Say
long hore. Mutau sheba or no, there is just no way. She's saved. So wetang, wetau ratamudimu, wetau pulusizwe. So why are limwaling moding? But because we don't understand that the brokenness inside, the need within us, ere ukai mudimu in this situation. What hepahala na when I am going through this? Why am I alone in this situation?
Yeah. Sure. Very interesting. So what exactly are you having tomorrow? Is it a high tea? Is it a... please give us the structure and where exactly it's going to be before I get to my news headlines.
Okay. It is going to be called Natal Sprite, go Katlehong.
Okay.
Go Pentecostal Holiness Church, go Padima.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we will be having, women talking about the issues, the drug issues,
okay.
saying I am going through this, because Beautiful Ashes is a ministry that says, say it like it is.
Yeah.
You know, so we talk about real issues like they are, and with people who have been affected, with people who are saying, I have been healed since Kifishile BFA because I can talk about my issues and hear other people talking about their issues.
Mm.
So we will be having Mevelelo talking about the challenges of raising children who are going through or who are dealing with drugs.
Mm.
And then we will be having Mama Tumi, who will be dealing with women who are raising stepchildren.
Okay.
Because it is not easy to raise stepchildren.
Not at all.
Mm. It is not easy to raise children who are not yours.
Mm.
And then we'll be having a memo when I'm dealing with the issue Sauba Mamuruti.
Okay.
You know, so.
Being a lady pastor.
Yes, you know. So
or the wife of a pastor.
Or the wife of a pastor. Hore, now when you're dealing with this, what do you do?
Mm.
And then we'll be having a memo dealing with illegitimacy. How do you feel as a child being raised as an illegitimate child?
Interesting. So please give me times before we go and how we can actually contact you.
Amen.
So what time will it be?
It will be 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm. And how do we reach you? How do we contact you guys to be part of the event?
My WhatsApp is 073-126-4314.
Say that again.
073-126-4314.
Pastor Lebo, thank you so much for your time. I know we could go on and on. We're women, and women with stories of our lives and what God has done in our lives. So for tomorrow, all the best. All the best. And I pray that God fills your cup as you continue to be a voice of reason and encouragement in our society.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you. to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.